Hello everyone, this is Harp.
And I'm Andrew, and we're back with another Q-Lips episode.
Yes, make sure you check out our website, culips.com, that's C-U-L-I-P-S.com, because there you'll find all our older episodes and you can sign up and become a member.
And becoming a member is great for taking your English studies to the next level, and we highly recommend that you do it. When you are a member, you get access to full transcripts of each and every one of our episodes, along with detailed explanations of the key expressions we talk about, and you get quizzes to test your comprehension.
Exactly. So make sure you go sign up and become a member. And we're also on Facebook and on Twitter, so come on over there and say hi. And if you like us, you should go to iTunes and rate us.
Yeah, give us a 5-star rating. Don't give us a 1-star rating.
No, exactly. Don't give us a 1-star rating. But if you don't like us, definitely send us an email or comment on Facebook about what we can do to improve.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, Harp, what's new with you? How are things going?
Pretty good. I'm a little bit tired right now because I just came back from a work trip.
A work trip? Like a business trip?
Yep. I was on a business trip to our Portland, Maine office.
Portland, Maine. I've been to Portland, Oregon on the west coast of the United States, but I've never been to Portland, Maine.
Everyone thought when I said that I was going to Portland, that I was going to Portland, Oregon. And then when I told them I was driving there, they got even more concerned because they thought, how are you going to drive all the way across the country? And they just got confused. But no, I went to Portland, Maine, which is a beautiful little city. And I was there for a conference and it was very, very interesting, but exhausting.
Exhausting, but it's a nice little place.
Oh, it's very nice. I really recommend you go there. I don't know if you've been to Maine before, but I'm a big fan.
No, I've never been there. I'll have to check it out sometime.
Yeah, you will, because Portland's right on the water, and it's got all these kind of old streets. It looks a little bit like Old Montreal, but with a New England style.
Okay, very cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's lobster season, so that was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, they're big on seafood there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, cool. So today we are going to do a chatterbox episode, and in this kind of episode, we just have a conversation and we talk about things that are interesting to us, current events or Canadian culture. And today we are going to chat about what?
We're going to talk about reading and books. We're going to start with talking about kind of how we read and where we read. And then we're going to talk about some of the books that we had to read.
Exactly. Some books in school that we are forced to read. And then we're going to talk about our favorite books and authors that have left a big impression on us.
Yep. So I think we should get started. I'm excited about this topic.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Let's start.
Okay, so let's start with talking about reading habits. First thing I want to know, Andrew, are you a big reader?
I love to read, and in the past, I was a big reader, but you know what? If I'm honest, I'm not really a big reader anymore.
Oh, interesting. I would have to say the same thing. I was actually a really big bookworm when I was growing up, and now I feel like I don't have time, or I'm maybe just distracted by other things like watching TV or reading on my smartphone.
Exactly. You know, for the last couple of years, I was a student in grad school and I had to do so much reading for school that I never had the chance to read just for fun, to read for pleasure. And so when I graduated, I was really stoked to be able to have time back just to read for fun and read books I wanted to read. But I actually haven't finished that many books since I've graduated. It's kind of sad.
That's interesting. Maybe you just needed a little break after reading so much in school.
It could be, but you know what? I think you're onto something with the smartphone comments. because it's not necessarily that I'm reading less. It's just that I'm reading in a different way. So a lot of times before I go to sleep, I'll be looking at my cell phone and maybe reading the news or reading an article on my phone. And this is still reading. It's just not reading a book.
Yes, I do the same thing. But now I'm going to ask you a question about reading habits. And do you have a Kindle or an e-reader where you could read in bed like that?
I do have a Kindle, yeah.
Oh, but you don't use that. You use your smartphone.
Yeah, but I have an old school Kindle that has no Wi-Fi connection. So if I want to read a website, I have to do it on my phone or computer.
But you could read a book in bed on your e-reader.
You know what? It's very true. What about you? Do you have an e-reader?
Nope, I don't. And I have to be honest, until very recently, I never even wanted one. I really like reading like a book. Like I like the feeling of paper, and it's an excitement when you're finished the book, or when you're just, even right now, I'm looking at my book and I'm just excited to read it. So I never thought I would want an e-reader, but I've seen some of the new ones and they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I was like you. I was really against getting an e-reader to start with, just because I thought it would be a distraction. And that's really why I got one that had no internet connectivity, because I didn't want to have little messages pop up saying that I have an email, or I didn't want to get texts on it or anything, because I'm easily distracted. But I feel you, you know, reading a book, there's a certain satisfaction to flipping through the pages, for sure.
Yeah, and the other thing is I love going to the library and getting my books from the library. But I've recently discovered that you can get electronic books for your e-reader from the library.
I know, how convenient.
It's amazing. That might make me buy an e-reader.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can just sort of download it for a week or two and read it online, read it digitally, and then it disappears. No going to the library.
Yeah, because I have to be honest, I'm always late returning my books at the library.
Yeah, so maybe this is a good choice for you.
Yeah, I think it might be, but we'll see. Do you go to the library a lot, or do you like to buy books from a bookstore?
You know what? I'm a bit of both. I do like to go to the library, and I think it's a good resource. But these days, I like to read books that are written by my favorite authors when they first come out. You know, when there's a new book released, I like to read it right away. And usually, if the book is at the library, a lot of people think the same way as me, and there's a lot of holds, and it takes forever to be able to get that book from the library. So I usually just end up buying it.
Yes, but now that they have the electronic versions, you could get it and put it on your Kindle.
Well, that's another thing. Or I put it on my Kindle. Yeah.
For me, it's really rare that I buy a book, and it's usually only when I'm traveling and I've forgotten to bring a book with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You don't want to be traveling without a book.
No, exactly. But typically, I go to the library. I love libraries.
Now, what about secondhand bookstores, used bookstores? Do you like shopping there?
To me, it doesn't make that big of a difference. I could go to them, but I typically just end up going to the library. I don't know. I really just like the library.
I like looking through used bookstores because I like old things. And sometimes you find some really cool treasures in the used bookstore. Some of your favorite books with, you know, a different cover, or you might see a first edition of a book, which is always rare and collectible. So I'm kind of geeky in that way. So I like secondhand bookstores.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. But I got to be honest with you. These days, I try just to not buy any books, because in the last 5 or 6 years, I've moved a ton, and there's nothing worse than moving books.
I was thinking the same thing, because I don't even have a bookshelf. I have no place to store books, let alone move them, so I can't really buy books. That's why I find the library great, because then I just return them.
Yeah, so plus 1 point for the library and also for the Kindle.
Yep, for sure. All right, should we move on to our next topic?
So we are going to talk about books that we had to read in school.
Yes. Now, what book do you remember that you had to read and that you loved when you were a kid?
Well, each year in English class, we had to read a couple of books that was mandatory through the curriculum that the government sets up. But some books that I really remember liking were Lord of the Flies and also Animal Farm.
Interesting. I didn't actually have to read those, but I have read them because my sister was assigned them.
Okay, yeah. See, this is why I thought it would be interesting to talk about this, because every grade usually has to read a different book. So nobody reads the same thing.
Sometimes it really depends. For example, because my sister was a year older than me, often she would read a book in a year and then I would read it the next year when I got to the same grade. But for some reason, I didn't have to read Animal Farm or Lord of the Flies, but I enjoyed both of them.
Yeah, I think what happens is that teachers have several books that they can choose from. And because it gets boring to teach the same book year after year after year, maybe they alternate between a couple. So that's right. Your sister may have read one book, but not you.
Yep, exactly.
What about you? What are some books that you remember reading from school?
I remember reading The Outsiders by S.C. Hinton, which was a fantastic book, and I have read it so many times.
Yeah, you've read it again and again and again?
Again and again. I think I've read it maybe 20 times.
Now, it's funny that you mentioned this book, because this is a book that I didn't have to read in school, but that I know some of my friends had to.
Yeah, it was a popular book that many people had to read.
Mm-hmm.
So you've never read it?
I've never read it. What's it about?
It's about a group of kids, a group of teenage boys that grow up kind of on the wrong side of the tracks. And I think it's about the period of about 3 months that it follows them. It's really well written. And when you're a teenager, you kind of connect with it.
It speaks to you.
Yep.
Okay, very cool. Now, on the flip side, what are some books or some stories that you had to read in school that you didn't like?
I loved pretty much everything. I had a hard time reading Shakespeare, I have to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shakespeare comes to mind for me too. It's kind of a love-hate relationship, because I actually think his stories are really cool, but you have to work really hard to understand them.
Exactly the same thing that I think.
It's not easy reading. It's almost like in a different language. The vocabulary is very old-fashioned, so you really have to put a lot of effort into reading Shakespeare. But it's great at the same time. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. I think I enjoy it when I've read it more than once, one of his plays or one of his poems.
For sure, yeah. It gets more interesting every time you read it.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you ever have to read a short story called The Lottery?
Oh, I'm sure I did. This is making me think of something. Tell me a little bit about what it was.
It was a Canadian short story written, I can't even remember the author's name. But I think we had to read this in grade 10. And I don't remember all the details of the story, but I just remember really hating it because I had to do an assignment about it. And I don't think I understood it very well. I just didn't like The Lottery.
I think you should go back and read it now and see if you still hate it.
Hey, no, that's right. I probably like it now.
Maybe you understand it a bit more now. It's
like most things, you know. I hated math in high school, but if I had to do math now, I'd really like it. So I think when you mature a little bit, you start to like some of these things you didn't like. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. I don't typically like short stories that much, though. So that was definitely the topic in English that I didn't like to do.
Yeah, that's funny. I agree. I don't like short stories.
No, I feel you get involved with the character and then the story's over. It's just a letdown.
Yeah, it's too short.
Exactly. I prefer novels.
Me as well. If we branch away from school now and just talk about some of our favorite books in general, what would you say your favorite books are? Maybe we'll start with when we were young, when we were kids. What type of books did you like to read as a kid?
Like I was saying before, I was a really big bookworm, so I read a lot. I read everything I could get my hands on. If I try to think of some of my favorites, I loved Charlotte's Web.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah.
A good movie, too.
Yep. I really liked Little Women. I love Nancy Drew books.
Nancy Drew, yeah, for sure. I didn't read any Nancy Drew, but I was really into mystery stories. And I know Nancy Drew is a mystery series, So I read The Hardy Boys.
I was just going to guess that you read The Hardy Boys.
It's weird how these books are kind of gendered. These Nancy Drew stories are more for girls and Hardy Boys are more marketed towards boys. At least in our generation. I don't know if things are like that now.
Yeah, I think they might still be, but I definitely read both. I read Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew.
Yeah, I loved mysteries when I was a kid. But it's funny because I don't read mysteries now.
No, me neither. So what about you? What were some of your favorite books when you were growing up as a kid?
Yeah, like I said, I loved the Hardy Boys. There was another mystery series called The Boxcar Kids. I don't know if you ever read those, but they were awesome. I liked Judy Blume books.
Yes. How could I have forgotten?
And Beverly Cleary as well.
Yep.
She wrote the Ramona series. So those were always really cool. I also like some picture books like Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a really good one. So, yeah, I read a lot as a kid and I loved going to the library and reading books.
Yeah. What about when you were more of a teenager or maybe even as an adult? What is a book that stands out in your mind?
Well, over the last two summers, I've read a book by Leo Tolstoy, Anna Karenina. I read it two summers in a row because it's so big and I wanted to get the most out of it. So that's something that stuck with me for the last little while, just because I devoted so much time to reading it.
Did you read it two times, or you read it once over a two-year span?
Good question. I read it two times. Two summers in a row I spent reading this book, but I really love it. It's great.
Yeah, I've read it once, but I think I could definitely read it again and find a lot of stuff that I missed the first time, because it is a big, intense read.
Yeah, and you know, I just have a poor attention span, and I find that if I really like something, it's good to invest the time to read it two or three times, because I'd get so much more out of it.
The exact same, because I get so excited about a book that I read it really quickly, and then I miss something, so then I read it again.
Yeah, no, it's a great strategy. What about you? What are some of your favorite books?
One of my favorite authors is Isabel Allende, who is a Chilean writer, and her first book that I read was her actual first book, which is The House of the Spirits, and I've loved every single thing she's written, and I just read one of her latest books last week, and she's just amazing.
Really? I've never even heard of her.
Oh, she's wonderful. You have to read something. A lot of people compare her to kind of the writing of Gabriel Garcia
Marquez.
Yeah. Cool. I think she's even better personally.
Oh, really? So is it kind of like a magical realism type thing?
It's more like political history with a little bit of magicalism. That's where the comparison comes from.
Sounds great.
Oh, she's wonderful. I've read her books many times, and I think that Chile is my adopted country in Latin America just because of her.
Oh, very neat. I've been reading a lot of Margaret Atwood recently, too. My partner has been on a Margaret Atwood binge, so she's reading all her books and bringing them home from the library, and I've just been finishing them as they come, and they're really good. I really like Margaret Atwood.
She's a great author, a great Canadian author.
And a good poet, too. I don't know if you've read her poetry.
Nope, I haven't, actually.
Yeah, very talented lady.
Okay.
I have a book recommendation for you, actually, Harp.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah, one of my favorite authors is a Japanese author called Haruki Murakami. And I've read almost all of his books, but I really like one called The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle. And I think you should check this book out. I think you'll like it.
Kind of what style would you say it is?
Well, it's kind of this magical realism. It's kind of a drama, but there's a lot of almost sci-fi elements to it. It's just a real interesting adventure, and it's great. It's a great story.
Sounds very exciting.
Yeah, but it's a long book, so be prepared.
Okay. I think I'll check it out. I'll check if the library has it.
What about for me? Do you have any books you can recommend me?
I think you should definitely read Isabel Allende, and you should start with House of the Spirits. Another one?
I just have a question for you. How do you spell that author's name?
Okay, her last name is Allende.
Okay, cool. So I'll have to do a search when I get home.
Yes, she's wonderful, and that's my recommendation for you.
Right on. Well, I think we are good to end this episode now. We've talked all about books. We started by talking about our reading habits, and then we talked about reading at school and just our overall favorite authors.
Exactly. So remember to go to the website, culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com, and become a member.
Yeah, become a member, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.